Experts warn the slum-like conditions of the 19th century could be returning as women with children, young people, and those with disabilities struggle to find suitable homes as the cost of living rises. James Just has this report.
Eradicated nationwide in the late 1940s, Australia's dangerous, overcrowded inner-city slums saw their end with the Housing Commission's slum clearance projects and our newfound economic prosperity. Now, as an increasing number of people have difficulties finding affordable homes, researchers warn vulnerable Australians could find themselves the first residents of Australia's 21st century slums. University of Adelaide Associate Professor Emma Baker says more than a million people are living in poor quality housing.
For a long time, we've been a bit worried that there was more poor condition in housing in Australia than we expected. And so we did this study just to get an initial view. There's very little data on it in Australia. The last time we did a national housing condition survey was in 1999. So we used a national data set with one variable which looked at the exterior condition of the dwelling. And we actually find, more than a million people are actually living in very poor quality housing. And it tends to be the sickest people and the lowest income and all the people that you'd want to have good quality housing that tend to be in the worst housing. They have bad housing in a country where we don't acknowledge we have bad housing, and they have conditions which would be supported by good housing, but they're in bad housing.
To help these people, Associate Professor Baker says we need to measure the problem and find out who needs assistance.
I think it's a wake-up that maybe rather than just continuing on thinking everything's fine, that, well, first of all, we need to acknowledge that there's a problem, and the second thing we have to do after that is measure it. So we actually need to, in a systematic way, have some kind of system of account so we can see how we're doing, how we're improving, how we're worsening, which states are doing better and worse, who needs more help.
The research findings come from the Household Income and Labour Dynamics in Australia survey, which also shows just less than 100,000 people living in decrepit and unsanitary dwellings. Homelessness is also a concern, as overcrowded dwellings can lead to health issues, especially among unvaccinated children. According to Homelessness Australia, more than 105,000 people are currently homeless in Australia, with 32% of those being under the age of 25 and 17% being children aged 12 and under. CEO of Mika Projects, Karen Walsh, says poverty is scattered throughout Australia's capital cities, making it hard to address.
In Brisbane, your issue is inequality. There are very wealthy families and there are very poor families. We don't have just one suburb where, poverty is represented. It's scattered right throughout the city. There are pockets of poverty in many suburbs. And there are a lot of people doing it really tough who are very close to going below the poverty line. So, as Brisbane, as a capital city, and gentrifying.
Ms Walsh says the government and city councils need to monitor and uphold the living standards of Australians to avoid the re-emergence of slums in the country.
Every city council and every government should be monitoring the conditions that people are living in and making sure that we're not living in standards that are below the standard that most Australians are living in. So if it's known to councils and to people that there are slums, then there should be an intervention to try and change that situation, because it's unacceptable to have people living like that in a country as prosperous as ours.
Women with children and young people without the financial backing of their parents are thought to be the most vulnerable and are often limited to whatever residence they can find. A study called the Latch Project at RMIT University in Melbourne is looking at the everyday experiences of inner-city apartment dwellers, including families. Research fellow at the Centre of Urban Research, MRMT University, Dr. Trivis Moore, says young people are settling for low-quality housing or apartments in order to save money.
Certainly seems to be increasing pressures and challenges for people, particularly trying to get into the market for the first time. And what we're kind of seeing is that in the Latch Project is that people tend to be having to purchase or rent further out from the city than, what their ideal situation would be because of that affordability factor. Younger people are getting into the housing market through apartments and perhaps not understanding exactly what the quality and the design of the apartment will mean.
That report by James Just.